When I sit on this stool, I feel so anointed for some reason, really. I mean it from the depth of my heart. If I stand here, I'm like, okay. If I sit on a chair, I'm okay. But when this comes, I don't know, man. Is this even biblical? I don't know. That's a God sits on his throne, and he's very comfortable. And Jesus said, hey, I'm okay to stand in your right side. He's used to it. It's so amazing, isn't it? So many things we wanted to say. Wasn't that music so good? It just taste of the Middle East in West, and just East meets West, and pioneering, and it's so amazing. It's so good. You know, when Apostle Paul was writing some letter, like you write some text or email to your friend, he was just kind of texting and just writing some letter. It became our Bible. Isn't that amazing? He had no idea this is going to be a Bible, you know? They didn't even have New Testament. It was Old Testament, you know? Now these, you know, we are sitting here, we are part of this. Even if you, in your heart, you say yes to the Lord, you never know what's going to happen with you saying yes. You say, oh, that's a good idea. Yes, as Susie said, I'm busy, but yes to this music. It goes so far, and you never know what's going to end up, what is happening here. I was sitting there, and I was asking the Lord to help me to share something with you that would really touch your heart too, you know. And he reminded me of my father. My father, born in the Middle East, you know, did you know it wasn't his fault that he was born in the Middle East? I'm just saying. Sometimes I say, hey, I'm from Iran. Please don't hold that against me. I had no choice, you know. The Lord didn't ask me that, do you want to go to Paris, Hawaii, or Iran, you know. I said, Iran. I was saying, no, don't send me to Iran. Just, it wasn't my choice. He wanted me there, and I wrote it in my book. I was there on time, you know. There was a specific time. The guy got my ticket. It wasn't a first-class ticket, but I landed there, you know. Same thing my father. I mean, poor guy. He was, you know, he landed up. And landed in Iran in a really poor family. My father said, you know, we were very poor when he was like about, I think, 10, 11 years old. His father would put him in a supermarket. This is 70, 80 years ago. And he had to sleep in the supermarket. He told me recently, like 5 years ago, when he came to U.S. He said, son, I had to sleep in the supermarket. I said, why? In that age? In the Middle East, 80 years ago, it was dangerous. He said, because the thief would come and steal his stuff. My father would just say, you have to sleep here at this store. Just imagine the kind of life. He said, one night it was so freezing, and 5 or 6 years old, you're right. And he said, I was so freezing, and I didn't have anything. I boiled some water, put it in a plastic, and, you know, just tied the head. And then I thought if I could just put this under my blanket, I would be okay. Of course, the plastic busted. And he burned himself, but his father came in the morning and beat the heck out of him, like, why did you burn yourself? That was the way my father grew up. Was it his fault? No. That was the way. It was. Fast forward until I meet Jesus. He meets Jesus. He comes to, you know, the process of getting him here, it was really hard because America doesn't give visa to Iranian. And I don't blame us here for not giving just a visa to everybody that wants to come here, you know. But it was through miracle he got his green card for the first time when he was 72 years old. He was so proud. He came here, you know, from a small, you know, city. He comes to America, you know. Then he meets Jesus, right? And he was talking to me one day, and he cried. Middle Eastern father, they don't cry in front of their son. He cried. He said, son, this is 4 years ago. This is what the Lord reminded me. He said, why did I have to wait 72 years of my life to meet this Jesus? He was so sad at the same time, so happy. I could see this happiness like, finally, I met him. But at the same time, he had his tear, and you could see in his eyes there was so many stories he wanted to tell. He was just like, it wasn't fair that nobody told me. Why did I have to wait? I could see, it's like, Matt, I could see one side, this great sadness, one side, great relief. Because he just met Jesus, he didn't know that, hey, for eternity, you're going to be with him. The one that is last will be first, you know, the Lord will just, you know, he's gonna say, come here, son. Yes, some people met me sooner, but you come here, I'm going to pour into you. He didn't know. I tried to explain it, but the Lord stopped me. I wanted to say, Dad, you're 72 and you're going to go see Jesus. But I said, hey, he thinks that I'm encouraging him because he's older and he's going to die. And however, 2 years later, he passed away and he's with Jesus now. You know, it's just so amazing. This may sound strange. One day I made my cappuccino and I finished my cappuccino, really. And there was a foam at the bottom of my coffee. I looked at it. I can't show you the picture. And it's the perfect face of my father. Like perfect face of, nobody could like, I'm like, my father is in this cappuccino. I send it to my mother and my brother and they're like, huh? And I said, people, they think this is Photoshop. I recorded it. I never go look in the coffee for my face of my father, or I never really look in the coffee for my future or anything. You know, I don't believe in those things. But if God in his great mercy and his great, I don't know, sense of humor perhaps, wanted to show up in my coffee, should I say, that's not holy. Do not enter to my coffee, Lord God. Do not give me any message in this cappuccino. I don't even know if this is kosher or not. This is not even biblical. It wasn't my earthly father. This is my heavenly father is saying, I am taking care of your father. And if you see, we sense today, you know, you use Facebook, tomorrow you use Instagram. You just change it. Can he change his way of communication? If he wants to appear to me in a different way, can he do it or no? It touched me so deep that, why did I share that? Why did the Lord highlight it? See, Susie and I, all of us that we are in ministry, we go through a lot of warfare in our mind that, what you guys are doing is not important. Why you're taking people's time to tell them what you're doing in the Middle East? Why do you want to get them even involved? The Lord reminded me, see your father. Somebody had to tell him. Somebody had to pray for him. There are so many like my father and mothers in Iran or in the whole world, even here in the United States. So many of young ones right now, they're in agony. Even they have everything here. They're in agony. The agony is like, I want Jesus, not religion, not Christianity, not what we packaged for them, which is okay. We're doing our best. But like, I want Jesus. When my father was touched, it wasn't the idea of Christianity because he grew up as a Muslim and later on he didn't even practice Islam. It wasn't an idea. He didn't say, okay, I'm going to fire the old God. I'm going to hire your God now. Maybe this is a better idea. He got touched by Christ. And it was a beautiful story just to see. He didn't get discipled by Christ because quickly, you know, he went to Iran and he passed away. But now he's with Christ Jesus. Why should we get involved in the East? You may say, I can't go to the East, or I can't even contribute toward what you guys are doing. It's fine, but we could contribute our heart to this. One amen, one yes goes so far. Just one yes. You know, you see a homeless person here or a young person that has everything and you look at them, you say, they need Jesus. You can't go, may perhaps talk to them or they don't want you to talk to them. However, in your heart, when your heart is moved for somebody, God is moved. You're like John the Baptist. Just, again, when I was sitting there, kind of like I was hearing these voices at the same time. What you guys are doing, don't waste people's time. These things are not important, but the Lord was just like, these things are important. You know what we hear in the news? We are saturated with so much news, which is not really important. We are saturated with so many things that they are not really important. What is important? Christ. Who is this Christ? The guy that just walked here 2,000 years ago? No. The guy that heals and pays my rent? No, he's way above that. What is he? He's the thing that my core needs. He's my food. He's my oxygen. He's not the head of a religious order. He's like, you know, he's like air. I have to, my soul, my spirit, everything about my being needs that dude, that guy. Really, call him dude. He said, at least call me dude. It's fine. Does it make sense? If a young one comes here and just do rap or whatever for Christ, he's saying, at least do something that we get connected. Fine, you want to do rap? Do it. Oh, see, my phone is, I put on 11:25. Thank you, Jesus. Because I have to finish in 11:30, but you know. But you guys get the idea, right? You get the idea. One yes. One, when you allow the Lord to move your heart just a little bit. You don't have to become a missionary and go to China or Middle East. You know, we have our busy life. Just allowing the Lord just to move us a little bit toward himself and toward other people group. Toward the Muslim that they are as a refugee here. You know, this is the greatest country, if you believe it or not. It's the greatest family on earth. You guys are so generous. America is the most generous nation in the world. No other country like America is calling of America. Share the gospel like American did. No, nobody did. Are you guys perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. Can you find any perfect country? No. But Christ is the head of this country. Is. I don't know, but next, you know what? In next generation, he will be the head. And again, who is this Christ? The head of the church? No. He's your oxygen. He's your everything. He's your tear. He's your laughter. He's your joy. He's your sadness. He's your food. He's your past. He's your presence. He's your future. He's your love. He's your hair. He's your baldness. Doesn't matter. He's everything. The guy is everything. Really, he's just everything. This life passes so fast, you know. Nobody stayed here from 2,000 years ago. We are all leaving. We're all a guest here. It's like a hotel here. Really, it is a hotel. This big, great, big hotel on earth. And our house is not really here. He said, I go to prepare a mansion for you. The guy knows how to build. Really, he does. The guy knows how to build. The guy knows how to love. The guy is just like amazing. It's Christ Jesus. Way bigger than his own name. Way bigger than love. Go chew that one. Way bigger than love. You think love is the end? He's bigger even than love. I know, so I don't want to make you confused, but like, he's like, the guy is mysterious, this being that created us, and he's our father. Wow. But that dude, that guy, that mysterious dude is working in the Middle East for some reason. He's from the Middle East. I mean, not, but he landed in the Middle East. But anyway, he landed in your heart too, you know. The guy is amazing, isn't he? Should I say amen? It's 11:30. See, I took you up there. I'm not going to land. You just stay there.
You know, it really is true how God is using our nation to continue to touch the world, and he's using these guys to communicate God's love to millions of people. It's pretty amazing. My heart, you know, it breaks when you think of Cameron not knowing Jesus being in Iran, or his father, or his mother. Your brother, I don't know if he's here today or not. He was here yesterday. Muhammad, that's not a Christian name, right? Right? But Jesus got a hold of you. And there are millions more. And, you know, Jesus said, you know, go into all the earth. Make disciples. Go into all the earth. And the ways of going today are in some ways different than they used to be. It's not by a horse now. I mean, this satellite thing is incredible that we get to do this and be a part of this going into the whole earth and to help people, to help lead them to Jesus and to help grow them up. I said this last night if you were here, but in Galatians 6:10, it says, be good to all, but especially those that are of the household of faith. Remember that verse? Be good to everyone, but especially those of the household of faith. Jesus is moving in Iran so much that millions of people are meeting him, and there's no missionaries there to do this. Jesus is doing it personally. But what's happening is they're becoming born again, but they're babies. They're babies in homes without parents to raise them spiritually. I remember when Tracy Evans was here. She comes here every couple of years. She's feeding 900 babies a day in Mozambique. But right now, through television, through satellite, there is people like Cameron and Susie can speak to them, can show and share songs with them to get them connected to God, sharing things from the Word to help feed these baby Christians so they can grow up as, and really they are the bride of Christ, which Jesus really loves. And so this is an amazing thing that they're doing, this time that we're living in. And I hope that all of our hearts are stirred because, as Cameron said, we could all have been born somewhere else. I think of that every time I go to Africa. I think this could be me. These could be my children right here. I was born in a different country. I look slightly different, but I could have been born here. God could have chosen me. But so there's a privilege that we have to reach out, to go beyond ourselves. And I'd like to receive an offering for these guys today to sow into their ministry, to sow into their lives, and so that they can keep doing this. And may this message also go into Arabic. Hopefully that happens soon as well as Persia. And so we're going to do it this way. Let's give to the same way we gave earlier. You can give to Awake Church. If you're using the app, you can scroll down and give to guest or mission there, and that will work. Mandy, what's the best one to use for that? Guest honorarium. If you scroll down to guest honorarium and choose that, if you're going to give that way, you can make out a check to Awake Church. All of this offering will go to them. And I also encourage you to do something else too. You can download their app or by texting 77977 and send the word KS Unite. You'll get a link. You'll touch that link. It'll take you right to their push pay account, and you can be a recurring giver. And I encourage you to do that. Our church does that. So part of our mission's giving here that you give to us also goes to them. But if you want to participate with them on a monthly basis or weekly basis, you can set up any way that you want to. You could give $5 every week if you wanted to. And knowing that this is going to go, this is helping these people like Cameron, like Muhammad, meet him and get to know him. It's an amazing opportunity. So we're going to receive an offering. You can also give by debit card, check card. You can use our offering envelopes or on the seat pockets in front of you. You can give that way as well. But I'm just really thankful for them, their friendship. I really love these guys and love what they're doing and the whole team as well. So Lord, we just say thank you for what you're doing in the Middle East. Thank you, Jesus, that you are awakening souls and lives, that you are changing a nation and all the nations. Thank you that you are communicating and loving and drawing and wooing and knocking on the doors and waking people up in dreams to who you are. Lord, I ask that you would use this ministry that Cameron and Susie are doing right now and go beyond what they can even imagine. I ask you to go even way beyond, that there would be literally millions of people touched, helped, grown up, discipled, fed, connected with you, Jesus, in your heart, that they would be set free, and may that momentum just continue to grow. May there be a harvest of souls way beyond what we can count or even imagine. And thank you, Father, we get to be a part of this today. That we get to be a part. We're not going to go there right now, but we get to be a part with them, to partner with them in what they are doing. Thank you that we get to do this and that your great name is being made known throughout the earth. May your love flow and move. And thank you for these moments that you've given us to be alive, that we get to be here, and that we have the privilege of giving and being a part of this. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and pass the buckets here. I would love to hear either Cameron or Muhammad, just how you got saved. Can you tell while we're passing the buckets? Just, I'd love to hear how Jesus did that. I know Cameron's is. Muhammad, how about you come on up? Yeah. I'll tell Cameron's while Muhammad's coming up. But Cameron got to Cyprus, was in a hotel waiting to get somewhere else, and read a Gideon Bible they had placed there. And as he read the scripture, he started to ask, Jesus, are you real? He just asked that question. Jesus, are you real? And then Jesus revealed himself to him. That's your testimony and summary. Muhammad, can you come on up? You were born in Iran, is that right?
Yeah, Tehran.
Tehran, right, capital. Is your mom or your dad Afghani?
My mom's Afghani.
His mom, so tell us your story.
Okay, so I was born in a Muslim family. My mother is Afghan and my father is Iranian. I was born in Tehran, capital city of Iran, and in a Muslim family, very religious. We left Iran around 2008, and we moved to Turkey. When I was in Turkey, I went to church. I had a friend that he invited me to church, and it was my first time and I saw like Christian people. They were dancing. I was like, oh, okay, I like that. Because I wasn't happy. I was addicted to drugs. I used to do like injection, like selling drugs, and use alcohol, drink alcohol every day. So I was depressed, and I wanted to find God in my heart. I was like, I think like I lost something in my life. And I went to church and I found love. And after 2 years, God chose me to worship him, to be a worship leader. And God taught me how to worship him. And today was a miracle because I wanted to share it with you. I didn't know how to dance. I was a shy guy. And today I was dancing. I was like, God, I don't know how to dance, but God remembered me, David, how he was dancing. And I don't know what was the name in Bible in English. She was watching David, and she was like, look at this crazy guy. I was if I dance, they're going to be like, oh, look at this crazy guy. But I was dancing today, and God taught me how to dance for him. God taught me how to worship him. And my life and everything I have is for him.
Thank you, Muhammad. Thank you, Muhammad. I need to pray that same prayer because I don't know how to dance either, which is apparent. All right. Are we almost passed? Oh, not all the way. You going to stand up with me? Is that all right? And Cameron and Susie, would you guys mind coming up? Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. And I'd love for them to be in your hearts and in your minds as you pray for them. You know, it's interesting, Susie shared this last night, but the things that they do, their broadcasts, the governmental leaders in Iran have to listen to them to find out what they're saying, right? And write it all down. So their government, in fact, is Daniel here today? Daniel, my Iranian friend Daniel, there he is in the back. Daniel, run up here, please. So my friend Daniel, he met the Lord. He was in the Iranian military, is that right? He was a soldier. I'm going to have him share this real quick too. Sorry. Tell us quickly.
My history?
When you were in the military, the Lord started speaking to you.
Good morning, everybody. Actually, I didn't expect Pastor Matt is going to ask me to come up, but as Sister Susie, we just met them. We still did not meet, but we are privileged that today have been invited by Pastor Matt to come and meet Brother Kamran and Sister Susie. As they said, God is doing unbelievable things in Iran. And I'm hopeful if God gives us a chance to share with you how we came to Iran. But I just want to tell you briefly, 3 generations before me, we were Jewish. And I have never ever discovered in any churches. This is the first time. And 3 generations later, because of they were afraid to be killed by the government, Muslims in Iran in the past, maybe 150 years ago, the grandpa of my dad, they decide to be Muslim. So it's very briefly how God restored and how he remembered us. And I'm the first generation in our family. So just imagine Jewish for the rest of their life, and then 3 generation Muslim, and then I'm the first generation of Christian.
Awesome.
Praise the Lord. I encourage you all, ask Pastor Matt to give us a chance to share what God is doing. I just want to tell you something. I want to encourage you.
Right now.
No. Most of the doors that God opened for us, for my wife and I in United States, it mostly was through the sisters. So many years. Men are very, very, very conservative. And I really do appreciate the ministry of our sisters in United States, how courageous they are. Then when they feel something, when they sense in a spirit something, they don't think too much. They don't pray too much. They just take a step and they do that. I was sharing recently that with some of friends. I said all doors, maybe more than 95% of door that has been opened for my wife and I, it was through a sister in a church. And the interesting thing is the way I met Pastor Matt, it was a good friend from Starbucks, Sister Chelsea. May God bless a big church. May God bless America. May God bless all our sisters who are ministering in Christ. May God bless you.
So, he was a soldier in the Iranian military as well. And God got a hold of him and completely changed his life, obviously. So let's pray for these guys. Yes, Lord, thank you for Cameron, for Susie, for their hearts, for the vision you've given to them, for the passion, for the love for others. And Lord, we ask for your spirit to move in powerful ways through them as they record, as they sing, as they play, as they speak, that you would change hundreds of thousands of lives. Let there be millions affected through them. And Lord, we ask for your protection, for your surrounding of them, their minds, their souls, their bodies. No fear whatsoever. I ask for great courage and courage to even grow, faith to be multiplied for them for everything that you've called them to do. Expand their minds and their thinking for what you have for them. And we bless them and thank you for the wonderful spirit inside that comes out and has touched my life and so many of us. We bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. Have a wonderful day. If you need ministry of any kind, we've got prayer teams up front here that would love to pray for you, minister to you. Enjoy your day. And there's a product table outside as well. If you have interest in, they have actually several things, some books and CDs, some information about their ministry. There's a product table right outside. Bless you guys.